Grow, align, manifest, and evolve. Are you ready to game? This is the We Game Podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to the Wake Up Call and the We Game Podcast. Today is June 1st, 2021. I'm your host, Adio. I have come with a positive message for the gamers today. So, today we're going to be talking about walking in your purpose, living in your purpose, and your purpose serving you instead of you serving it. I recently had an experience that brought to my attention how divine the universe was and how grateful I was to be able to acknowledge this experience. So this past weekend, Memorial Day weekend, marks a 1-year anniversary of the separation of myself and my ex. And it was a very tumultuous year, 2020. Of course, we all know about the pandemic. We all know that it was tumultuous and difficult for pretty much everyone. But there were certain people in the world that were going through a little extra. People that were dealing with pre-existing conditions and situations and environments that were tumultuous before the pandemic. And the pandemic just intensified the whole experience. And subconsciously this weekend, I had not realized that it was the 1-year anniversary of our departure from the relationship and also of my nervous breakdown, where I ended up in strapped to a gurney, being taken to a hospital and pretty much evaluated my whole mental health due to a nervous breakdown of being overwhelmed and just pretty much, like I said, you know, not necessarily knowing how to process everything that was going on during this time. And for me, the time that we spent in the pandemic was more about finding myself and learning how to love myself so that I could walk in my purpose. However, during this journey and this awakening, a few things happened that let me know that I'm always walking in my purpose. It is my belief that when we are sent here, that you are sent here with the gift that is your purpose, to give and to gift other people. And society has made it about approval and popularity. However, you can have many gifts and share them with one person, and that person can share what you gave them with the world, and your work and your purpose will be served. Because we don't know always what our purpose is, which is why so many people are searching. But as I said before, we will walk in our purpose when we get here, regardless to if you're intentionally walking or you're walking blind. And what I mean by that is you don't have a choice in your purpose. Although it may seem that you're making mistakes, or it may seem that life has given you many options, in those options and mistakes and also celebrations and triumphs, it is often purpose driven. Everything that happens happens with reason and for a reason. It is not our job to figure out or fix the world that we live in. It is my belief that we are spiritual entities in physical bodies having a physical experience. And because of that, the purpose that we come here for is to have that experience. So your whole life is on purpose because you're a spiritual entity in a physical body sent to have an experience. Or you came to have an experience, even if you weren't sent. At any rate, you're here having an experience. And so once you're born, you have no choice in what is the life that is given. When you're born into whatever you're born into. And as an infant, a child, you only know what you experience to be true. And as you grow up, different experiences will make you question or have you questioning your truth or what you thought to be true. And those things will affect how you carry yourself throughout your experience. When you're born, you come here knowing already. We're at our purest form when we get here, and we're infants, and the ignorance is bliss. I mean, you rely on the people that are taking care of you, raising you, to provide you with a nourishing experience. Unfortunately for some, that's not the case. And the experience is a reflection of the circumstances that you're born into. And those things will make you have a different perspective on life. So this weekend, I decided to socialize, and I had not been out. I live in Houston, Texas. I had not been socializing, not even because of the pandemic, but more so because of the fear of running into my ex and not knowing if I was prepared to see him, or not trusting myself to be not trusting myself to know what the temperament would be when I saw him, and vice versa. So I had been avoiding all social things and hanging out and whatnot. But this weekend I decided, let's get out and live life. And I'm currently hanging out with someone. And on Saturday, we had a really good time. And actually Friday we had a good time, sung karaoke, and you know, I'm enjoying my experience, and I went to sleep very happy and excited about the weekend. And as I slept, I started to dream about my ex. And in my dream, it was very vivid, and it was kind of nostalgic because it was a dream that it hadn't exactly happened, but we had an experience similar to the dream before. And in my dream, my ex wasn't doing so well, and I was very concerned about his well-being. And I was trying to reassure him that I was there for him in my dream. And so when I woke up from the dream, I was really stoic and kind of like somber, just trying to figure it all out, because I dream all the time, and so I take them seriously because I'm really intuitive, and so my dreams have a lot of meaning, especially when they're dealing with someone that I've cared for or that I care for or loved or whatever. And so I woke up and I told my friend about the dream, and I made the statement and acknowledged that I felt the dream was preparing me for the meeting, and I felt that my ex was not in the best place spiritually. And those were my feelings. So we go out, have a good time on Sunday, visited a couple of the popular places in Houston. It was beautiful. Everyone was out. Felt a little dangerous, pandemic. People weren't wearing masks. I had my mask with me. I didn't wear it the whole time. It was weird, but it felt good to step out and not necessarily be inconsiderate of the fact that there's a pandemic and we are still trying to adjust to the new way of life, but stepping out into the faith that everything would be all right and that it wasn't my responsibility to fix it and that I deserve to live carefree and worry-free about things that were beyond my control. And so I was living in the moment, and the night was very fun. At the end of my night, I felt very, I felt good. And I felt very happy that I had overcame the fear of being social. And typically I'm a social person, so it's not a constant fear. It's just something that I acquired during the pandemic, and also the experience of fighting cancer during the pandemic while going through a tumultuous relationship. And so the fear was something that was acquired during that experience. And so I feel good that I overcame that and I stepped out and I had a good time with my friends. And on my way home, and before I say this, honestly, as I told the story to some of my friends and talked about it, I felt like it couldn't be any more storybook. It just felt like something that you see on a movie and you think, oh, that happened. But, you know, keep in mind that these ideas and these books and the the things that we view as entertainment and we write and express as art often come from experiences that people have, and they're inspired by those experiences. And so I'm on my way home and riding down the highway, and I realized that the way to my house is closed and there's a detour. And then the detour has been there for a week or so. Normally when I get to the detour, I take the scenic route. I don't use the detour. I go all the way around and just kind of be patient and take the long way home. But on this particular night, I was really ready to get home and get in the bed. I was tired. And so I said, you know what? I'm not going to go the scenic route. I'm going to take the detour. I turned down this street, on this dark street, driving, no other cars. It's about 1:30 in the morning. And as I'm driving, I see a tall man walking down the street. And I know this walk. I know the shape of his head. I know who this is. And I'm really in disbelief because I'm like, hell nah. This can't be. I know I'm tripping, so nah. So I turn around, turn the car around, as I pass the man up, turn around, and I drive back past him, and I roll my window down. And as he's walking towards me or forward, I realize that it's my ex. And a plethora of emotions came, and I called his name. And when I called his name, he didn't first recognize me. But I called his name again, and when he walked to the car window, he realized it was me. And the thing is that we had not seen each other since we broke up, so we never truly got any healthy closure. We ended really ugly, and it was just a bad experience. And so I asked him where was he going at 1:30 in the morning, and I could tell that he had been drinking, and he seemed a bit emotional. I know him pretty well. He didn't seem like he was in his normal self. And so I offered him a ride. I asked him, could we talk, and I offered him a ride. We had a very ugly breakup, so I didn't know what the answer was, which is why I was asking him, did he need a ride? And I told him to get in the car, and he got in the car. And when he got in the car, we were both overwhelmed with emotions. And before we can even begin to talk, as we looked at each other, we just both started bawling and crying. And, and so that was the first couple of minutes of the ride. And I was very happy to see him because I needed closure and confirmation because of my fear of rejection and wasted time. So I didn't want the experience to be in vain, because although we both were responsible for not being our highest self while we were involved on my journey, I desired to be better than I was, and I also desired to offer an experience to anyone that I'm dealing with, one that is valuable. Worth something to the person that is having an experience with me. And so I started to talk first, and the first thing I did was I apologized for my behavior. on what I had done the last time that we seen each other, because I really acted out of character because of the pain that I was feeling and the fear of losing someone. And so I acted out of character and I said some things and did some things that were not kind. And normally I'm not like that. But of course we all can be, you know, different ways. And so I apologized, and as I apologized, he still was crying. And so I put my hand on his head and I told him that, you know, it's going to be all right. And he started to say things, started to express his feelings. And in his expression, he was saying things to the nature of, he know that he wasn't the best person in the world. However, you know, he wasn't the worst person. And that he should have never come back to Houston, and how all of these mistakes he had made. And he then began to apologize to me for his part in our experience. And I let him know that, you know, I wasn't holding any grudges and that I had already forgiven him. And that was the reason that I was grateful that I had encountered him, because I wanted to let him know that, you know, I appreciated the experience. And although I didn't act, I didn't be my best self when we were parting, I realized that I could have done better. But it was through that experience that I realized that regardless to if you're happy or not, you will walk and live and be in your purpose. And let me explain that. We have a lot of choices in life, and per our choices and decisions, we will live in the reality that we create. And in that reality, we can either be happy or content, miserable, depressed. There are so many different ways that you can create your reality and have emotions and feelings based off the reality that you create. And so as he began to tell me how he felt, and he began to apologize, I realized that the experience that we had and the fear of rejection and wasted time that I had been thinking about and been scared of, I realized that it was all false. That the things that I value and the time that I spent with him wasn't in vain. Although we wasn't happy, we both walked in our purpose through our experience with each other. His purpose in my life helped me remember who I was and what I was here to do. His purpose in my life may be his purpose in so many people's life, because as I know him, he's a really complex guy and very likable, and just like the rest of us, have an experience that has affected his perception and his emotions. And it's hard to overcome some of those experiences because they were so traumatic. But I appreciate the experience that I had with him, because not only did I walk in my purpose and he received an experience that was valuable to him, so did I. And when you're looking for the value in your experience, it's there, you can find it. But when you have value in yourself, you don't have to look for the value. Every experience has value. Every experience that you have is valuable. It is you who are priceless and you can't put a value on. It is you that add the value to the experience, but not because of your worth, but you add the value to the experience because of your purpose, because you're priceless. So your worth brings, your worth is priceless. So you and your purpose is what bring the value to the experience. And so as we rode and I gave him a ride to where he was going, and it was hard for me because I hadn't seen him and I thought I was over him, but in that time I realized that I had not dealt with my emotions. And I had not dealt with the way I felt about what had happened, which is why I was so fearful to see him. And I wanted to take him home and, you know, save him, you know, lick his wounds and fix him. In my apology, you know, my expression of my feelings, I let him know that I was grateful for him and that on top of being apologetic about my actions, that I had also changed some of my behaviors so that I would not act in my lower self any longer, so that I can reach my higher being. And I was letting him know that, and I let him know that it was possible for him and that he was worthy. And whatever he was going through, that he could overcome it if he loved himself through it. And so as we approached where I was taking him to, you know, and we separated and we hugged and we said our goodbyes. It was hard for me to let him go and it was hard for him to walk away, I could tell. However, we knew that our time was over and our experience was our experience. But I was very happy to know that we were both in a place of gratefulness for our experience. And that it is in that I realized that even when you perceive things in a way that makes you feel depressed and unhappy and ungrateful, it is your self-love that will love you out of that perception. It is the knowing of your pricelessness, of your invaluable worth, that you realize that you are worthy and that every experience carries value because you are there, and the person and the people and the things that you're experiencing all have value and worth because of the purpose. And so I realize also that sometimes we can't move on because we can't get over the things from the past, but we're so anxious about the future. But we only have the now that we can address things in. You cannot change the past, so you have to accept it. And you cannot predict the future, so the best way to protect it is by living in the now and accepting where you are now and finding the purpose in where you are now and loving yourself in the now. So I was very grateful for the experience, and the next day I just kind of chilled and reflected, and I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and he had had a similar experience and a rough weekend, and he was telling me his experience, and I also realized how many people can relate to what I just said of about wondering about their purpose. But you don't have to wonder, because whether you choose to perceive things in a positive way or a negative way, you will walk in your purpose because you are here. You will be in your purpose because you are here. The self-love that you provide yourself will ensure the knowing that you are being in your purpose. And without that self-love, it's hard to overcome the past, and it's also hard to manifest your future. So today I just want to be very positive and reassuring for the listeners out there who are wondering about their purpose. You are here in your purpose. You're being in your purpose. It is your perception that you will find your happiness. It is in your perception and your acceptance and your forgiveness that you will find your peace. It is in that, it is in your knowing that you will find, remember who you are. It is in your knowing that what you're here to do. It is in your knowing of everything will be all right, and that it's not for you to control it. It's not for you to save it, fix it. It is in the knowing of that that you will be able to be happy in your purpose, and you will perceive things, and you will journey well, because you know that although you're not in control and that you shouldn't have expectations, you will know that everything will work in the greater good, even if you don't understand it. So, it's game time, it's growth, alignment, manifested evolution. You have to intentionally grow yourself. You have to make a decision and create a space and a habit of believing and knowing, because your purpose will be served in in spite of you. Your purpose will be served regardless. You will make a difference in someone's life. You will make differences in your own life based on your choices and your perception. So, regardless to what is going on, remember who you are and remember that you can overcome. And remember that you don't have to be in control. Remember that you're not in control. And have faith in yourself and your purpose. That you are worthy of all the things. And you are worthy of all the freedom and love. And that you are capable of doing it for yourself. If you're listening to this and you're in your right mind and you've been fortunate enough to be able to distinguish and decide and discern, then today is a new day and a chance to begin accepting everything that you have no control over and accepting that you are responsible for loving yourself, and in that love you'll realize that it's invaluable and it's priceless, because no one can take it away from you and no one can threaten it. In your self-love, it is there where you will grow. It is there where you will find a peace. You will reside in peace. So make a choice to gain. Make a choice to be. This is Audio. Thank you for tuning in to We Gain. We grow. We align, we manifest, and we evolve. But what we grow into, and what we evolve into, and what we align with, and what we manifest, those will be based on how we choose to perceive, accept, and forgive. Follow me on Audio Speaks Art on Instagram. My name is Chris Henry on Facebook. Website coming soon. Thank you for tuning in to We Gain Podcast. This has been fun for me, and it's also I take pleasure in being able to share with people that I have overcome a fear of doing things on my own by stepping into this sharing. So thank you for allowing me to share. Thank you for tuning in. Again, follow me on Instagram, Audio Speaks Art, Facebook, Chris Henry, LinkedIn, Chris Henry. If you want to email me, you can email me at grapes55 and iCloud.com. That will soon change. So hopefully you sign up and be in tune and tune in and check us out. But wake up this morning and get your day going and realize that you are priceless and you are worthy.
You've been listening to the We Game Podcast with your host, Audio. Show your support for the We Game Podcast by donating to $AudioCash on the Cash App. Remember, you can listen to the We Game Podcast anytime on all streaming platforms. The We Game Podcast is part of a Grow production company.